Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, good neighbor. Happy Tuesday morning here on WCCO Radio. Thank you so much for listening to us this morning. People are waking up in Minneapolis to a teacher strike. You'll be seeing teachers, education support professionals outside of the schools with their picket signs. Their concerns right now, they want a livable wage for educational support professionals. They want more mental health supports for kids. They want class size caps, and they say they need competitive wages with other districts, and that's why they are on strike. Joining us now is Greta Callahan, president of the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers. Good morning, Greta. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I know this is a busy day for you. How is everyone doing? This is pretty this is a very significant step for Minneapolis. This hasn't happened in decades in the city of Minneapolis. Obviously, this is important for this, just for the teachers and the educational support professionals. What pushed you all to this step?
Really, we need to see systemic change. So for decades, we've watched those at the top at our district continue to run with full control, full power, have those in the classroom do so much more with so much less. And it shows in the quality of education our students are able to receive and how safe and stable the schools are. And we're here to do something about it.
How close are you when you left the table?
Not at all. In fact, the people who are in the negotiating room for the district are certainly not serving our school board, our students, or our staff well at all. They did not even pretend to avoid a strike, and that is extremely concerning, disappointing, and we are hoping that the entire school board intervenes and really takes over at the bargaining table.
I asked listeners earlier to send me questions because, you know, you just kind of get a feel for what people don't understand about the situation or what their thoughts are. And some of the things that they're sending us are, when you look at it on the surface, Minneapolis is the most funded district in the state, according to, you know, some numbers, or up there. Where is this money going? And when they compare it to other districts, they say, it's not as, you know, my district doesn't get as much money as per pupil funding for Minneapolis. Where is this money going, and why do Minneapolis educators feel like there needs to be more money on that per pupil allotment?
Well, that's a good time to talk about the need to fully fund education in general, right? Our schools have been defunded, and it's not unique to Minneapolis public schools that we're asking for the things that our students need and deserve. And at the same time, you look at St. Paul, who just secured class size caps, mental health supports, and an increase in pay. So how are they able to do it, but the Minneapolis public schools is not? So this is really about a will. This is about those at the top hoarding money and mismanaging taxpayer dollars. We are not asking for add-ons to what they're currently doing. We're telling them that the power dynamics have shifted, and they need to change how they're doing everything in the Minneapolis public schools.
It is 7:14. We're talking with Greta Callahan with the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers. Some people have wondered, you know, is this in the best interests of students when they're already struggling in many ways after 2 years of the pandemic? Striking now, do you feel, is it good timing for this?
I'm a parent in this district, and when my son doesn't have a substitute teacher because we can't fill our vacancies right now, he sits in a lunchroom. That is not the quality education that our students deserve. We have over 300 unfilled vacancies for education support professionals. We've lost 645 licensed teachers in the last year and a half. Our students are, they are the ones doing so much more with so much less. They have been paying for the district's mistakes, and we're here to say that they deserve better, and we are willing to go without pay to ensure that they have the future that is owed to them.
As far apart as you are at the table, are you concerned about how long this could last and what's ahead?
You know, we're ready to be back at the table right now. We're ready to make the systemic change that our students deserve. And again, we really see that the people at the table currently serving as the negotiators are not serving the Minneapolis Public Schools well. And we need to see other people intervene right now for the sake of our kids.
Any message to families who are just dealing with this uncertainty right now?
Join us on the picket line. Let's make this the shortest strike in the history of the world. We are ready to go back. We miss our kids. We don't want to be without them. And we need all hands on deck in order to make this change. And let the school board hear you. Let the Minneapolis Public Schools hear you. Let Ed Graff hear you, because our kids deserve better.
Greta Callahan with the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you'll check back with us in the days to come and keep us updated on what's happening.
Anytime. Thanks
okay.
so much.
Thank you. We will be back with a look at traffic and weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.